Welcome to the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Edward.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Oscar.
And we'll be hosting you today, bring you all of the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car, or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest hot school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
It's been a very busy few weeks in the lead up to Christmas holidays, and there's been a lot going on, so we are looking forward to sharing a lot of what's been going on in this episode. Let's begin as always with our breaking news section. We were excited to see the official opening of our newly designed Eric's room. This has been a big project, and we would like to give a huge thank you to Mrs. Davis and Mrs. Jones, who have worked incredibly hard, giving up their own time to get everything ready. Thank you also everyone who has helped us with our DIY jobs along the way. We could have not done it without your help.
Our year 5 and 6 dodgeball team achieved an outstanding silver medal in a tournament involving 16 schools. The team were in excellent form throughout the competition. They faced a tense and dramatic semi-final, and the only match they didn't win was the final against Holy Mount. And the players were rightly proud to come away with a well-earned silver medal. The Inspire dodgeball team were then back in action in another competition and won a bronze medal to add to their collection.
Our year 5-6 football team secured an impressive 7-0 win against Woodbank. They then played a hard fought match against Chandlers on our home turf. It was an end-to-end match, but Lowercroft came away as winners with the score at 4-2. The players showed excellent commitment and teamwork and can be proud of a brilliant result. They were back in action again later with that week taking part in a set of league fixtures. They worked hard throughout and came away with 2 wins from 3 matches. These results put them in a great position to progress to the next round of the league.
Our 5 and 6 tag rugby team also had a very school games competition recently. They played brilliantly, showed fantastic teamwork, and finished the tournament as overall winners and gold medalists. We are so proud of every one of them. What an achievement. We asked families to support our reverse advent calendar project by donating items for those in our local community who played and need extra help over Christmas. We are delighted to share that the response had been incredibly generous, with every class contributing to their own box of kindness. And a big thank you to all parents, carers and pupils who contributed with toiletries, food items or festive treats. Every single donation will make a difference.
Thank you to everyone who joined us for our Christmas fair. It was a brilliant evening that brought our school community together. We are delighted to announce that we raised an amazing £2,081.97. That this is a fantastic achievement and will make a real difference in supporting opportunities and resources for our children.
Finally, a huge well done needs to go to our reception class in and Key Stage 1 classes who performed their nativities last week. Reception's performance of The Sleepy Shepherd and Key Stage 1's performances of Lights, Camel, Action were incredible too, and we are so proud of all of the children. Thank you to them for their hard work and the staff too.
That's all for breaking news this week, and now to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome some members of our tag rugby team who recently won the Bury School Games tag rugby competition. Tell us your names, guys.
I'm Jackel.
Henry.
Paige.
Millie.
How were you feeling just before the first match started?
We was feeling a bit nervous before the first match started because we only got one training session and some of us haven't played tag rugby before.
When did you start to believe you could win the competition?
So when we won our first game, we actually thought we had a chance because the last time we played the competition, we didn't win the first game, so we had our heads down then.
What was the best try or play of the day and why?
Alfie's because he ran really fast and he just got a good try.
How did you help each other as a team during the matches?
We were all being fair and we were giving each other turns to take a try.
Was there a tricky moment and how did you get through it together?
So we played Bury Grammar, which is very tough because there was like quite a lot of tall people, and then they were beating us, but then we start working as a team better.
Who really stood out as a great teammate and what did they do?
Edward, because he passed a lot and created very good tries.
What's one thing you learned from playing in this competition?
To play with your friends and have fun.
If you could describe the day in three words, what would they be?
Tricky, tough and fun.
Well done everyone, and thank you for representing our school so well. It was great having you on our hot seat interview.
Each week our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Felicity in year three has been working hard on singing and signing. She attends a British Sign Language singing choir each week and recently performed her first solo. We are all very proud. Jack H in year six got his red belt in karate last week and got a special mention from the sensei about his foot placement being perfect during his kata. Impressive, Jack.
A huge well done to Harlow in year four, who won a first place medal in gymnastics, and also Lennox in year one, who